Uncle Jed, are you going to let Ellie keep that beaver?
Why?
Because that rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across the cement pond. But now the firewood's wet. Damn, Granny, the wood's wet.
We'll build a fire and dry it out.
Margaret, do you smell smoke?
It's those dreadful Clampets. They've built a fire beside the swimming pool again. Have you noticed Ellie Mae?
Oh, yes.
Have you noticed how she runs around in those faded old blue jeans?
Yes. Tight, aren't they?
What?
Tight. No, as you say, they don't spend their money. I'll go over and speak with them. Good morning, beautiful. How's the water?
It'll be boiling in a minute. But don't be so bold. There's a young one right there in the pond.
Good morning, Ellie Mae.
Good morning, Mr. Farquhar. Now, you run along and get into some clothes.
Yes, ma'am, Granny. See you later, Mr. Farquhar?
Definitely.
Back home in the hills, if a man was to see a girl dressed like that, he'd have to marry her.
That's a fine custom. Are you having any fun? I mean, are you happy?
What you got on your mind?
It seems to me that you and I could have a lot of fun. And at our ages, we should take our fun where we find it.
You slobbered a bib full there, Lowell. What have I done to deserve this? You want to tangle with me?
Are you like me, not afraid to take a chance, to gamble a little?
Heck, Fire Lowell, at our age, every day's a gamble. I figure if I wake up in the morning, I'm a winner.
Hi, Mr. Drysdale.
Hey, Pa, look, here's Mr. Farquhar.
Ow! Why'd you hit me?
Because I'm mad and you're handy.
Are you going to let Ellie keep that beaver?
Damn great, damn great, damn great, damn great, damn great.
Are you going to let Ellie keep that beaver?